The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Maybe suggestions or ideas for practicing here today. Many years ago, I flew across one of the big oceans back to near home. And when I was still on the other side of the ocean, on the plane, I wasn't really thinking about home, except it felt good to be heading in that direction, many thousands of miles away. But there was mechanical drone of the airplane, vibration of the airplane, and so I was involved in probably something, maybe watching a movie, reading a book or something, or doing some work on my laptop, but I was mostly not thinking about home because I was kind of in outer orbit, kind of just circling the world, in a sense, the globe. But I was heading back, and then at some point we came to over the Bay Area Peninsula here, and we were delayed in being able to land. And so we did these big circles around the general area here, and you could see all these landscapes that I knew, the coast that I knew, the mountains I knew, places I'd been, and sometimes see the salt flats out there on the south side of the bay. And again, then sometimes, is that my house down there? That's where I live. Can I see it? going around, because I knew I was getting close. It felt good. Oh, I'm getting home. It was really interesting to see, because I was getting home to familiar territory. And then it was kind of reassuring to land. We made it. No accidents, and we're on the ground now, and okay, we're kind of getting closer. But then there was the task of finding a way to home. So finding some kind of transportation that would take us home. And then there was a traffic on 101, and so we weren't quite home yet. There was still a little bit of negotiation and finding our way, but then we got off Highway 101 into Whipple exit here. Oh, now we're getting close. And then driving, getting closer and closer to home, then turning onto our street. We're like the sixth house down from the corner, so turning onto our street. Oh, okay, we're like now. And then the car stopping in front of our house. Okay, we're in familiar territory. And then walking down to our house and opening the door, and it's cold and kind of emotionally cold. But then, turn on the lights and sit down on the couch and just kind of like, ah, oh, this is good. We've arrived. We're home. And all the commotion of traveling and figuring things out and being in this outer orbit mode, coming in closer and closer and kind of like, here, this is good. And my whole body shifted and changed. My mind shifted and changed. It's like, ah, I'm arrived. So this is all a metaphor now for meditation. It's possible to sit down. If you pay attention to what's going on to you, you might occasionally feel like, oh, I'm in outer orbit. I'm really far away. I'm not even really aware that I'm here. I'm still watching that movie. I'm still telling that story. I'm still preoccupied with something that has to happen, and you don't even know you have a body, because it's so spinning in outer orbit, and slowly, but you're coming home, because you're sitting in meditation posture, and just that starts doing something. And slowly, you might settle, and if you have long enough time, you might find yourself kind of circling home. You're kind of here. You know where home is. You can see it. But you're not quite there, but you're not in outer orbit anymore. Yes, I know where we're getting there. I know the way now. But you're not quite in control yet, because the pilot is, and traffic control is, and then finally you land. Okay, I'm here. I'm in my body. I'm present. I'm nowhere else. I can really feel. Okay, I'm connected. But I'm still not quite home. Even though I know that I've arrived, landed, it can feel like a real shift. Okay. And then it takes a while for the mind to kind of quiet down, settle enough, become simple enough that finally you're maybe arrive home. And now I'm really here. I'm not just simply arrived. I'm at home with my heart, with my mind, with my being. I'm at home here. It's not always so comfortable at home. Maybe it's emotionally cold a little bit. The heat hasn't been on. And it's okay, but still, I'm here. This is good. I feel safe. I feel comfortable. I can be myself now. I don't have to be someone else. And I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit, something, but then I can come home and I can just rest here. Deep feeling at rest with oneself. So in the course of your time here this morning, you might check in periodically. How close are you to being at home? Really at home? At home in your heart? At home here? Are you in fact in outer orbit? Further away than the other side of some great ocean, halfway around the globe, are you like, on Mars? Where are you? And how close are you? And are you spinning out all the time? And what would it take to mostly relax, to settle and invite yourself more and more? Come back. Be here. Don't be in outer orbit. Don't be so far away. Land here. Come here. Be here. Come. Settle. Land. Take the roads now that take you home. Be here. Find your home. Find the front door. Open it and sit down inside. Be home. Have that be at home, be comfortable, be safe. Be right here in your own body, in the present moment, because you're really here. May you be at home in yourself. Find a home in yourself during these few hours here at IMC today. Thank you.